In terms of climate, you brought up what's happening, what we're seeing in the Pacific Northwest. We've been talking a lot about what happened in Florida at the Surfside condominium building that collapsed. We don't know exactly what happened at this point. But given what we know about the changing climate, given that we've seen an increase in these so-called extraordinary tides and the impact that that can have in areas like South Florida, do you think that climate could have played a role in that building's collapse?
Well, obviously, we don't know fully, but we do know that the seas are rising. I mean, we know that we're losing inches and inches of beaches, not just in Florida, but all around. Lake Michigan, where I'm from, we've seen the loss of beaches because the waters are rising. So, this is a phenomenon that will continue. Whether it ha we'll have to wait to see what the analysis is for this building, but the issue about resiliency and making sure we adapt to this changing climate, that's going to mean levees need to be built. That means seawalls need to be built. That means infrastructure needs to be built. We need to make sure that we invest enough in clearing out the forests so we don't have these weather events. We need to invest in hardening our transmission lines, maybe burying wires so that we can protect areas that are like tinderbox dry. There's so much investment that we need to do to protect ourselves from climate change, but also to address it and mitigate it. And hopefully these infrastructure bills, when taken together, will make a huge step and allow America to lead again.